It's time for the radio show about recreational boating, from the bow to the stern, from port to starboard, and from the bridge to the bilge. It's Bob's No Wake Zone radio show. So let's go down on the docks and see what's happening this week.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, happy birthday, sweet 16.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you.
Well, it's the 50th anniversary celebration for the city of Lake Ozark. Happy birthday to you. Well, it all started last night with the since 66, 50 years of cruising the strip, the hot summer nights last night. And, of course, today's celebration continues down on the Bagnell Dam Strip. Congratulations and happy birthday. And welcome in to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Kind of an unorthodox way of getting things started, but we wanted to get that out there first. Happy birthday to Lake Ozark. Coming up on our program today, we're going to learn some more about activities leading up to the Lake of the Ozark Shootout. Tiffany Mawson joins us right out of the gate here this morning. We're going to be talking about the Make-A-Wish rides, riding on a wishing on a ride, and also about the street party, or what's called the shootout on the strip. Alvin Heathman will join us a little bit later to talk about the Super Cat Fest, and country singer Daryl Worley will be back on the air with us again this year talking about the Tennessee River Run. And, well, let's see. I think this week I saw Paradise Pete pulling his boat out of the water and finishing up a hard day's work out on the lake. You know, Paradise Upholstery and Canvas specializes in marine upholstery and canvas work, backed by a guarantee of complete satisfaction. They start out early in the mornings, usually 6:30, they're hitting the water, and they've got that boat that's all equipped to make those final adjustments on your boat cover, your custom interior, or any interior restoration, biminis or enclosures that you need, or little small fixes, or if you need a big job. Now's the time to get a hold of them for boat covers and for interior restoration leading into the winter months. And here's how you do it. You can go on the website, paradiseupholstery.com. You can find them on Facebook, of course, or just call Paradise Pete at 573-216-7214. That's 216-7214. And just a quick reminder that today is also the last weekend for the new grand opening, open house celebration, if you will, at Marine Max Osage Beach. A brand new building, indoor showrooms right across from the Outlet Mall, now ready to receive you as a customer. Stop by today and tell them that Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show sent you. Say hello to Jim or any of the guys over there. They'll be glad to take care of you, show you around, and they've got a great selection of boats there as well. The new grand opening open house celebration for Marine Max Osage Beach, right on the parkway across from the Outlet Mall.
All right, we're here with Tiffany Mawson with the shootout committee, and a good morning to you.
Good morning, Bob.
Good to have you on the show.
Good to be here.
Let's talk first segment here about the Make-A-Wish rides for shootout. And this is one of those very unique events that takes place leading up to our racing events.
It is. I call it the diamond in the rough for the shootout, because a lot of people don't know about it, because unless you're a family with a child that's dealing with a serious disability or a serious illness, you don't really understand what really goes on down there. But what we do is we offer free powerboat rides to kids of all ages and their families that are dealing with a serious medical condition, illness, or a disability. And they come down to the docks at Captain Ron's on the Thursday prior to the shootout races, which this year is the 25th, from noon to 4 o'clock. And we gave 152 rides last year.
My gosh.
It's a lot of rides, a lot of boats, a lot of great drivers and owners that come to the lake a couple days early before the shootout. You know, they used to come down for the poker run on Friday. Now they're coming down. Some of them are coming down Wednesday for the street party down on the strip. But a lot of them are coming down on Thursday just to give boat rides. And then they don't do anything until the shootout. So
some great stories over the years of some individuals that have made some special connections mm-hmm. with some of the kids. I was just thinking about Justin.
Oh, man. Justin Waves and Wheels. He comes out every year, and he is just he's one of my favorites because he always connects with a couple kids. The one year he connected with a little boy named Graham, and a lot of people probably recognize him. He's in a lot of our pictures. But, you know, he's been dealing with a lot of serious stuff with his cancer, and his family said this really gets him away from the day-to-day doctors and the medical bills and just all the stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. They actually take their vacation. They come down here for a couple days, and Justin had the Ironman boat. And when he met him on the strip at the shootout on the strip the night before, and then when he came down the docks, Graham ran right to the Ironman boat, and his eyes were just huge. He was so excited to ride on the Ironman boat. But Ironman had a problem. He wasn't running right. So Justin was down there. It was 100 degrees working on Ironman, trying to get him running for this little boy. And little boy kept looking at him, and he finally just pulled him down in the engine compartment with him. And little Graham helped him change the spark plugs on Ironman, and that's all it took. And Ironman was up and running. And so he, to this day, still talks about how he fixed Ironman, which is so cool.
Yes.
And of course, Justin took it a step further. You know, he connected with the family. They are still in touch. The family watches everything that Justin's doing with boats and is always interested in his Facebook site. They're always calling me, asking me what's going on. They're going to come back again this year, which is really exciting. He's still going through a lot of stuff, but they were able to push his doctor's appointments back an extra week and bring him into the lake for this event. So we're pretty excited to have him back too.
Do you have as many boats as you need based on the number of kids that are going to be coming down, or do you still need some help?
Well, we always ask for more boats because you can never have too many boats. But we probably need a couple more cats. We have quite a few V-bottoms. We have a Snoopy houseboat that shows up every year mm-hmm. that lets a lot of the kids go, and they sometimes will even have some snacks on there. We also usually have a cruiser and a couple pontoon boats. Wake Effects 1 year brought out their Wake Effects boat with a tube, and they went to a cove not too far from Captain Ron's and took a little boy who was going blind tubing for the first time. Oh. And, you know, of course, he was losing his eyesight within the next year or so. And so his family was just so grateful that he had the opportunity to experience Lake of the Ozarks and go tubing, you know, while he could still see. So that was kind of neat. So, yeah, we could always use if someone out there has a cat, you know, whether it's a skater or MTI or whatever, and they want to bring it over, they can give one ride, they can give two rides, they can give 10 rides. We have guys that show up at, you know, 11:30 that morning, and they give rides until the day is done at 4. So we never stop till every child has had a ride on a boat. So,
all right. And of course, the main place to find out more information about not only the Make-A-Wish rides, but everything having to do with the shootout is lakeoftheozarksshootout.com.
Yeah. And one thing I want to mention too, Bob, it's important that anybody listening today, if you know a family that has a child that is dealing with a serious medical condition or an illness or a serious disability, get a hold of us. We will give them a ride on the boat. They don't have to be a Make-A-Wish child to do this. We tie it into Make-A-Wish because we reach out to kids all over the Midwest. And we have kids coming from Oklahoma this year, from Arkansas. Some of the local hotels have even donated some hotel rooms. So if there's a hotel out there listening, we could use a couple more hotel rooms. We have kids coming from, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 hour drives to ride on a powerboat, and we give them a day, you know, of fun on the strip, and then we bring them over to the powerboat rides the next day. So if you guys know anybody, you're listening, you know anybody that has a situation with a child or that's not even a Make-A-Wish kid, maybe they've been through Make-A-Wish and they're cured and they're on their way to full recovery, they can still come out and take a boat ride. So,
and how do they get a hold of you quickly if they need some help?
Well, if they need to get a hold of me, they can always call my cell phone, and it is 573-368-1177, or go to the shootout website, and my email is on there. Just go to the Make-A-Wish Rides or the Wishing on a Ride event, and my email is there. They can get a hold of me immediately. I get that right away on my phone. So,
all right, very good. Tiffany, thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back, talk about the street party, the meet and greet, the big deal down on the Bagnell Dam
Strip. Shootout on the Strip.
Shootout on the Strip, coming up next.
And a special thanks to the First National Bank for sponsoring the Make-A-Wish Rides for the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout this year.
Come taste the best of the Midwest at the Midwest Wine and Brew Festival on Saturday, August 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Lodge of Four Seasons. With over 75 of the finest wines and brews from across the state, this will be one of the largest tasting events in Central Missouri. The afternoon will feature door prizes, vendors, and live entertainment from Sean C. Tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. For more information, call the Lake Erie Chamber of Commerce at 573-964-1008 or visit lakeeriechamber.com and buy your tickets in advance.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to Bob's No Wake Zone radio show.
Hey, we're coming up on the first break of the show this morning. Just ahead of us, Alvin Heathman talking about the Super Cat Fest, and Daryl Worley going to be on the Boat U.S. guest line talking about the Tennessee River Run. But next, Tiffany Mawson is still with us, and we'll be talking about the shootout on the Strip. As all part of Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, Saturday mornings with you right here in the No Wake Zone. On News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 FM, 104.9 FM, KRMSradio.com, and later tonight, 6 p.m. on BoatRadio.net.
Smartest long-tailed catch you'll find is ho-way, ho-way, you must done. She's the lady say of the salty times. Clear away the track and let the bull jive run to me. Hey, rig-a-jig, she's a jaunting free.
We're living our dream.
We're living simply and sustainably aboard a sailboat traveling the world.
We're visiting remote communities and raising awareness about the health of our oceans.
Patrolling the oceans for microplastic particles.
We're checking on the health of coral reefs and phytoplankton populations.
We're monitoring marine mammals and examining synthetic materials in fish.
We're Bass and Jamie Van Jones.
And we're proof that citizen science can save the world.
Hear all about our amazing adventures in salty times every week here on Boat Radio.
Stay salty.
You.
And the boat of the ladies say, clear away the tack and let the boat join run.
It's back, the Two Damn Days Paddle Boat Races. Sign up for the Extreme 92-mile two-day marathon. Or you may want to do the 16, 7, or 3-mile challenge. Stand-up paddleboards are welcome, too. It's September 24th and 25th. And for more details or to register, visit twodamndays.org. Sponsored by LOA, the Lake of the Ozarks Watershed Alliance.
And next week on the program, we're going to have Donna Swall, the executive director of LOA, to talk to us some more and give us details on the upcoming Two Damn Days paddleboat races coming up in late September. You're tuned in to Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show. Still to come, Daryl Worley is going to join us later. Alvin Heathman, talk about the Super Cat Fest. But Tiffany Mawson is still standing by. We're going to talk about the shootout on the Strip in just a moment. You know, down on the Strip is also the headquarters for the boat rental gurus at Lake of the Ozarks, iguanawatersports.com. You can make reservations for your paddleboards, speedboats, PWCs, tritunes, party boats. They've even got some fishing boats now. And you can call and make reservations. Call our friend John Knight at 888-365-2399. The newest and largest fleet of boats at Lake of the Ozarks. You'll find them in five locations now, along with their headquarters. They've got the Osage Beach location right there near the Grand Glaze Bridge, topsider location. The Iguana North 5.5-mile marker on the North Shore. And they've also got the two state parks now set up, so you can rent boats from there. Reservations required or suggested, if you will, 888-365-2399, iguanawatersports.com.
We're back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show this morning. Tiffany Mawson still our guest. And Tiffany, one of the other things that you're deeply involved in is the shootout on the Strip, the meet and greet, the chance for people to get up close to these great big boats and meet the drivers and the teams and get some pictures and just have a really nice event. Tell us when it's going to be and, of course, where it's going to be.
Well, of course, it's going to be down the Strip again. We're so excited because that is the perfect space, the perfect spot for this event. The drivers and owners love having it on the Strip. They're the ones that wanted it back there, so that's where we went. And Jeff Carroll is my partner in crime. He's my co-chair on this event, and we have done some things a little different this year. We're gonna actually bring the boats instead of taking them down the Strip, turning around, coming back up. The MoDOT, Bob Lynch at MoDOT, has allowed us to shut down the dam, and of course Ameren has allowed us to shut down the dam at 4 o'clock. We're going to bring all the boats the other direction and across the dam. So I think if anybody wants to get a cool picture to stand down below the dam and watch those boats coming across the dam, is going to be a really cool picture opportunity for all those photographers out there. But it is on the 24th. It's from 5 to 10. On the strip, we are going to start lining everybody up down on 242 facing Menards at about 2 o'clock that day. About 4 is when we'll pull out and take the boats around and bring them over to the strip. So we're really excited. This year, we're the registration's online, Bob. That's a big change. So you don't call Tiffany anymore or email Tiffany, thank goodness. You can go right online to the shootout, Lake of the Ozarks shootout.com. Click on the events tab and you'll see a tab right there that says register for the shootout on the strip. Click on that, go in, fill out all your information. Basically, we need to know how long it is, you know, how wide your boat is, if it's a tilt trailer or not. And then there is a $100 fee this year to be in the strip. And the reason why is because we are giving all of that to charity. So that's a way to raise money. We already have, I think, 40 boats registered, which is a lot more than we usually do at this time. Mm. But the good thing is we are cutting it off at 90 boats. So last year we had over 100 boats. So there's going to be some guys that aren't going to get in there. So register quickly to get your spot on the strip.
Very, very good. Now, you talk about that lineup. I remember last year, in fact, just even recently, I saw some videos of people who were taking pictures, you know, driving up and down 242, seeing the boats and the drivers and stuff, and I'm sure we'll see that. So they're going to be lined up the opposite direction, heading kind of down the hill, I guess you could say.
Yes, from, towards from Menards.
Toward Menards. And then when you're ready to go, they'll go down that way, up 54, get off at the Circle Drive up there.
Right, and they'll come across the dam.
And come across the dam. And then just line right up. So that'll make it a lot smoother, I think, for them, obviously.
We've been wanting to do this. Jeff and I have been wanting to do this way since the beginning. And we had to get it. It got so big, and there's so many boats. And not only are there more boats, there are bigger boats are coming.
Well,
so,
and then they got the trucks and the trailers. And some of them have cars and, you know, other things that go along with it.
So. The boats themselves have gotten longer. So to get them maneuvered through the dam and through the strip area is very difficult for these guys. The drivers amaze me every year what they do with those trailers and stuff, but it's going to be a great event. The old Luby's Plaza is going to be Top Gun Plaza during the event, and we are actually putting Ankin's boat, the American Ethanol boat that won the Top Gun slot last year. They get the prime spot in that plaza, and we're going to have a couple areas where we have beer gardens and picnic permits where they'll be selling lots of food. It's going to be more of a festival feel to it this year than it has in the past. Not quite as many like street vendors, but more stuff in the different picnic areas that they're roping off. So
outstanding. Well, another great event leading up to the actual shootout weekend, August 27 and 28. Give us the date one more time.
It's August 24th on Wednesday night from 5 to 10. And anybody that lives down there in that area will have a parking pass where they can still get to their house.
Gotcha. Okay, so, very good. Yeah. Tiffany, thank you so much for what you're doing for the shootout and also for the Make-A-Wish rides. We do appreciate it, and thanks for your info.
Thank you, Bob.
Tiffany asked me to mention that the shootout on the strip is sponsored by Waves and Wheels, and I know Justin Wagner well, and I know he's probably got something special planned for that night as well. So you'll want to show up on Wednesday night, August the 24th, down on the Bagnell Dam Strip for the shootout on the strip, the great meet and greet. It's always a great time.
This is Justin at Waves and Wheels. Thanks for listening to Bob's New Wake Zone Boating Radio Show.
Have you ever been stranded on the water? Well, we know who to call, and that's Towboat US. It only costs $72 a year to have that unlimited on-water towing package from Boat US. And it provides you with 24-hour dispatch, 7 days a week, 365. I know Captain Dave was out several times this past week hauling boats here and there and around that were having some problems. But they do the towing, they do battery jump starts, soft ungroundings, fuel delivery. And this applies to any recreational boat you own, borrow, or charter. No claim is ever made against your insurance policy. So call Captain Dave. I'll give you his phone number here, and you can sign up or you can renew your membership. 573-216-4701. That's 216-4701. Or you can go on my website, bobsnowakezone.com. You can click the Boat US or the Towboat US logos, and that'll take you in for your opportunity to sign up right there online and get more information. And by the way, when you join, that membership also gets you lots of other good opportunities for membership there in Boat US. And again, Towboat US, the phone number 573-216-4701. Hey, let's do a little musical pause here. This is Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and I like me some George Strait every once in a while. Yeah. This is the River of Love on the No Wake Zone Show on News Talk KRMS. 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM.
Hey, baby, won't you take a little ride with me? Have a look around, see what we can see. I got the paddle, I've got the boat. Come on, baby, I know she'll float. We'll go rolling on the river of love. We'll go rolling on the river of love. Drift away from all these city lights. Might rock a little bit, so hold on. Carried away with the gentle flow, might get caught up in its undertow. We'll go rolling on the river of love. Let's go rolling on the river of love.
Bottom of the hour break is looking me in the face. Yeah, that old clock on the bulkhead indicates it's time for a break. I smell a fresh cup of coffee here. Be right back on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show on News Talk KRMS, 1150 AM, 97.5 and 104.9 FM.
I'm Al Roker, and here's what's happening in your neck of the woods. Americans are boating responsibly. They know that on average, two people lose their lives and nine are injured in recreational boating accidents every day. So they're wearing their life jackets, taking safe boating courses, leaving the alcohol on the dock, and of course, always checking the weather. You can learn more at www.uscgboating.org. The U.S. Coast Guard and I remind you, please boat responsibly.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Kelly, founder of Skipper's Review. I started Skipper's Review because I wanted somewhere online for my local boating community to make connections and recommendations. So now it's up and running. I've been getting out of the office to enjoy the Florida sunshine and to meet some of my members. Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, and builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and their relationship with the sea. So join me, Sarah O'Kelly, with Skipper's Review on Boat Radio.
We actually will get Alvin Heathman to speak with us. In just a moment on Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, coming up for you in just a moment. We are on the hook in the No Wake Zone. We thank you for being with us this morning. As we are here every Saturday morning talking about boating. How about Hydrohoist boat lifts? You can save $100 right now through Labor Day on the Hydroport 2, the personal watercraft docking platform from Hydrohoist. Get with Joanne Clark at the Hydrohoist of the Ozarks location, and they're in Lynn Creek.
You can give her a buzz at 573-346-7505. You can email her at jclark@boatlift.com. You can look up more information on the website, boatlift.com. But again, those PWC platforms, the Hydroport, Hydroport Pro is now $100 off through Labor Day. And you might want to check out that new Hydroport Extreme that's now out on the market as well. Joanne Clark's the area manager again, jclark@boatlift.com or 573-346-7505. And this year, when you go to the shootout, you're going to see lots of shirts, and a lot of people buy those at many of the different events leading up to the actual shootout weekend. They come from Show Me Shirts. You know, they're the shirt shop for the Lake of the Ozarks area with screen printing and embroidery. Missy and Anita do a great job down there. And I say down there in Camdenton, Missouri, where they're located. Missy's phone number is 692-4687. You can reach Anita at 660-424-0423, or just get on the website or on Facebook for Show Me Shirts with a Z on the end, and they can take care of your screen printing or embroidery work. They're also an official Camdenton Lakers gear apparel store. Show Me Shirts, they're the shirt shop in Camdenton.
So the shootout is coming up, but there's another event that sort of dovetails with this, and that is the Super Cat Fest. Alvin Heathman's here with us. Alvin, tell me what the dates are for the Super Cat Fest, and where's this going to be held?
Well, the event's held at Camden-on-the-Lake. That's about the 7 mile marker on the lake. The dates are basically the same what the shootouts would be. It's just, you know, it starts that Wednesday, you know, all the guys go in the street party, then Thursday morning they all put in the water. And it basically goes from that Thursday, Friday, Saturday to Sunday. You know, they're all there for the whole weekend. It's definitely open to the public, so anybody can come out and view some of the world's fastest pleasure boats out there, and it's a unique show.
What's your background in performance boating?
It's long. I started, I got into performance back in the 80s. I've always had a thing for drag racing cars. Somehow, some way, I got introduced to the drag boats back in the 80s, and I kind of got addicted to it. And so one thing led to another, and I started drag boat racing, and then I went to George Winter Park in St. Louis, seen the tunnel boats out there running, and I made a comment, I can do that. So it wasn't too long after that, I bought me a Mod VP and started racing that circuit. Then after that, I went to tunnel boat racing. And then at the same time, I got married, and I had an allergic reaction to marriage, so I swelled up. So that's what I say. So the boats had to get bigger. So when I got bigger, the boats got bigger, so I dipped my toe in the offshore racing, and I've offshore raced for years. You know, I've got a couple kilo records, world championship, national championship. And now I kind of moved that into promoting. I did some more than several offshore races here at the lake, promoted those. And I've been doing Super Cat Fest, and I think this is our 6th year now.
Off the subject, but still on the subject, you were down at the Glock, the shootout at Grand Lake with Shane Sherman and I. And what was your takeaway from that event, 2nd year event for that shootout?
Well, you know, I think we just had this discussion about other guys coming late, exceeding their expectations. I can tell you Glock more than exceeded my expectation. You know, I kind of rolled in the wrong side of town down there, I'd say. And I thought, oh boy, this is interesting. But once I got settled in and seen what it was all about and seen how they set it up, seen the organization of it, it way exceeded my expectation. I thought it was very well organized. Everything just seemed to flow. And to me, to do a good event, you got to have flow. People got to understand it. And it was great. I think that's got a huge future. Huge.
Well, yeah, very good. I sort of had the same impression. Wasn't really sure what to expect, but you know, I've been to Grand Lake many times and knew the setup, knew kind of how they were positioning everything, and they just had it well organized, I thought.
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, the idea where it was set up and doing the two-way pass back and forth, it kept the flow going. The guy would run one way and turn around and come back the other way. I mean, it's pretty exciting. You know, you sit there and the speeds were, you know, they got to you pretty quick on the speeds. And
yeah.
I mean, I was impressed, and I didn't know I'd been to Glock or the Grand Lakes of Cherokees, is that what it's called? Yeah, I never knew I was down there until that we hit that bridge, and then on the other side of the bridge, I remembered I was there, I think, in 94, 93, for the birth of the 26-foot American Offshore.
Well, that's an interesting place down there. You know, they're the home of the Hydro Hoist Boat Lift, too. the inventor of that hydrohoist lift, or the lift that we now use that mm-hmm. so many companies make, was born there at Lake of the at the lake at the Cherokee. So, okay, back on topic. Let's talk about Super Cats. So these have changed over the years, and they've obviously gotten bigger and faster.
Yep.
So what are the kind of the brand names that people will see there, and about how many do you expect to have show up?
Well, we always, I've got room probably, right, I wouldn't say got room, but we'll probably force 40 to 50 cats in there. And what I like to say, it's usually from the big four, you know, like the big three manufacturers, you know, it's Mystic, Skater, MTI, and DCB. You know, we'll get some other guys, but those four are the ones that really participate in Super Cat Fest.
And they really come from all over the country too, don't
they? Oh, they come from the East Coast, California. I mean, DCB's bringing 8 boats from the West Coast. I got guys coming from the East Coast, guys coming from Florida, guys coming from Michigan, and yeah, they come from all over. And actually, there's a lot of people that even come from out of country. They don't bring a boat, but they still come to this event.
Oh.
This event has kind of turned into, which I didn't know it was going to turn into, but it's almost like where the manufacturers can introduce a brand new boat to the event. It's kind of like a, I won't say it's a Miami Boat Show by no means, but it's an introduction of a new brand. You know, I think we'll have the MTI 34
the
Cowboard.
Yeah,
that'll be there. And there'll be some other new boats that show up there. So it's kind of gotten that little mystique over it that, you know, people come from out of country just to come and look at the boats. I mean, it's an impressive when you realize what type of name show there without people knowing who's there. It's an impressive list of the elite, let's put it that way.
So they're in here for 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a couple events there at Camden-on-the-Lake mm-hmm. and H-Toads. But what do they do with the rest of their time?
Well, they go out and play. they go out, they explore the lake. You know, for the guys that haven't been here, they'll tag along with another guy, ride, you know, shotgun with him on, you know, with another their boat, and they'll explore. You know, they'll go up to 48 mile marker. We know what bars up there. They'll go to Captain Ron's. I know a lot of guys go to Coconuts, you know, and they enjoy the day more so on Friday. They'll tie off there. They'll go Thursday night. I think Bob Bull has his dock party for the MTI guys. Performance has the auction now on Thursday night. A lot of guys go there. You know, they're just all over the lake. They're exploring it. They're taking it all in. And what I think I like about the Camden is these guys can have their rooms that overlook the docks. They see their boat. They can go to sleep with their boat. They can eat in a restaurant. They can drink. They never have to leave if they don't want to. Mm-hmm. And they've got that luxury to stay or go, and nobody's putting a schedule on them where you have to go here, you have to go there, and I think the guys appreciate it a lot.
A lot of them will be in the a meet and greet down on the strip, I guess.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Yeah, that's huge. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. That's a big thing, and I think that was the best thing that they did is they moved it back to Lake Ozark. You know, it's just, you know, they got it on that atmosphere. They got it on the asphalt, back on the asphalt. The atmosphere is there. You know, there's a certain atmosphere that comes with Lake Ozark.
Absolutely.
It's that nostalgia type look. You know, it's the classic stuff with that new technology mixing together, which it creates eye candy.
All right, very good. Is there a website or a Facebook page where people could get some more information on this?
It's a Facebook page. I don't really go after the website stuff. It's Super Cat Fest. It's in caps. So you can go on there and you get a little bit of information there. I never thought it was going to turn out like it has. So I never tried to promote it as, you know, you got to come, you whatever. It's just, but it's blossomed into something that I never seen coming. So they can go to the Facebook page. We'll put out there interesting pictures. There's videos. I mean, we've got Somerset docks. They bring a lift out for the guys with the cats. And a couple of years ago, I had asked them if, you know, what they thought about building a helicopter dock on top of it. And they said, sure, why not? So we got one of the gentlemen that comes all the way from Atlanta. He brings his boat, and he brings his Long Ranger helicopter, lands it on there, and the boat's painted to match the boat. So it's definitely a treat to see. It keeps growing each year, so it is open to the public, so they're more than welcome to come out and look at it, walk the docks, meet the guys, and look at their equipment.
Alvin, thank you so much. Good talking with you. As promised, coming up next, we're going to be talking to, the guy who wrote and sang this hit song.
Worked all week, got it all done, let's make a Tennessee River run.
He is Daryl Worley, and we're going to talk about their poker run coming up. In just a moment, as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues on News Talk KRMS.
Hey everybody, I think the time is right. Let's get together down where the catfish bite. Cooped up all winter, we
earliest prehistory reveals mankind's innate connection to the sea. From boats of woven reed in Egypt, to Homer's black ships of the Trojan War, down to the naval battles of Greece, Rome, and every civilization since. I'm Brandon Huebner, and I'll present the history, archaeology, and literature that connect us with our past on the sea, all that on the Maritime History Program. Join me as we voyage down through the ages and witness the development of sailing, trade, and much more. The Maritime History Program, with me, Brandon Huebner, every Wednesday here on Boat Radio.
Going to be our guest on our Boat US guest line next as Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show continues here on a Saturday morning. Well, the poker run there is today, Pickwick Landing State Park. This afternoon, 1 to 6, they're going to have the big concert on the water that he'll be talking to us about, and then a 5:30 after party tonight. Some other activities coming up. We'll tell you about those a little bit later as we get on the phone with Daryl. Breakfast at Beavers at the Dam starting in just a few minutes here, 8 to 11 today. And again tomorrow, you can get those great platters or omelets or order off their a la carte menu. And then, of course, big day today at Beavers at the Dam. It's the Dam Jam starting at 11 o'clock. We've got Donnie Larson at noon, Blue Collar Kings at 3, DJ Jimmy at 5:30, and then Fat Mike and the Bartenders, a big favorite here at Lake of the Ozarks, going to be there tonight starting at 6 p.m. Beavers at the Dam, that's at the Bagnell Dam, right there next to the big Celebration cruise boat that's there. Great opportunity. Check them out. You can click the banner on my website, bobsnowakezone.com, to find out more about Beavers at the Dam. One thing that I would recommend you try to do this summer is take a cruise on the Calypso. And we saw it out a couple of times last weekend up cruising around the Gravois, but they'll cruise just about anywhere on the lake. They've got those treasure hunt cruises, sunset cruises, private charters as well. Great opportunity to get out on the only U.S. Coast Guard approved pirate ship right here on Lake of the Ozarks. Go to jollycharters.com and or you can give them a phone call at 392-0700 to get a schedule of events and trips and that kind of thing. The Calypso boat, based at Jolly Rogers. And again, that's jollycharters.com for more information.
Nothing like a Tennessee River Run. I love a Tennessee River Run. Whoop up a Tennessee River Run.
Opening up the Boat US guest line this morning, and we are joined by the one and only Daryl Worley. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Matt, I'm hanging in there. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks so much for taking some time to get with us on the phone and on the show today. You've been bouncing around Missouri. Well, you were Jeff City back in July for the county fair up there, and then you're coming back to Missouri on August 20th for the something I've never heard of before, the Missouri Peach Fair. Are you excited about that?
Man, we're excited about any of these gigs that pop up. It gives us a chance to go out and play some music and let people know about the new stuff that's coming down the pipeline and to pay the bills.
Yeah, absolutely.
that's always exciting.
Yes, it is. Well, Daryl, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us primarily this morning. We want to talk about the activities that have been going on are going to continue to go on to raise money for, I guess, under the big title of the Tennessee River Run. Now, you've had some activities already. You want to sort of just bring us up to date as to what's been going on?
Well, we have anywhere from 3 to 5 songwriter events a year where we bring out some songwriters and some artists and just do acoustic sets. We do one of those, Bumpus Harley-Davidson in Murfreesboro, and we do one in Jackson at Bumpus Harley-Davidson, and we partner with those guys to bring those events to the communities. And those are always large fundraising efforts. So we've come out of those two this year already with over $70,000. And the third one will be at Mayor Bob Schutt's house. We should do a pretty good night there. It'll put us over $100,000 just with our songwriter events. And then coming up is the golf tournament, the Tennessee River Run Boat Poker Run. Now,
last year in August, we did the Boat Poker Run, and it was our largest one-time event fundraiser ever in the history of the foundation, and I think that it's probably going to hit the mark again this year. I just heard some rumbling about the amount of money they'd already raised. We're about 18 grand ahead of where we were last year when we went to have the T-shirts printed. So, man, it's all looking like it's going to be a great year.
Daryl, this has been going on for how many years now? Is it 15 years?
Yeah, we're in our 15th year. Of course, it's only the second year that we blew the Boat Poker Run up into... It's been there every year, but it's been a smaller event, and I always felt like it would behoove us to have some sort of a concert on the water. I mean, when I say that, I mean out on the water, and that's what we're doing with this event now. And I believe we're going to have a larger local crowd this year, people coming from Florence and Muscle Shoals area down the river to be a part of it, and we're just lighting it up. I really believe that this event may grow into one of the largest events that we could ever have. I think that in another year or so, we're going to go after some big-name country talent and try to have a really, really, really major event out there on the water. I just always felt like it would work, and this has been two good years of it. We'll see how this weekend goes, and I'll surely let you know, because I think it's going to be we'll break the record and be the all-time fundraiser we've ever done for the Tennessee River Run.
You also have a bass tournament coming up, and you've got your motorcycle poker run, which is not until October, and some other concert events as well. Where does all this money that you're raising under the title of the Tennessee River Run, where's all this money go?
Well, it goes to the Daryl Worley Foundation, and then there's just so much going on. I mean, obviously, our cancer treatment center requires a lot of attention. We have to be certain that that is staffed and funded the way it needs to be. And we made commitments on the front end with that venture that we would not turn people away. And so sometimes, you know, we have to dip into the funds to help people that couldn't otherwise help themselves. And you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but we still continue to do the original work that we started, and that was just to raise money to help people in need. And so we get people coming in and out of the foundation every day that are filling out our grant forms and getting in line to try to get some help, financial help, with whatever it might be. I mean, these people it ranges from people who've been in horrible car accidents, and maybe they've had their homes burned down and didn't have insurance to cover their belongings. It can be anything. When you do that, you're really making a difference in somebody's life, and those people that are out there busting their humps deserve help, and so we're just continuing that work to help people in need, especially people who are trying to help themselves. We're all about it.
You recently did a tour in Korea, and I know that you've got strong feelings about military people and the sacrifices that they make. Tell me a little bit about your Korea tour.
It was very rewarding, as it always is. We saw a lot of recruits that are out there doing their thing in that part of the world. You know, my heart goes out to them because it's a long way from home, and each and every one of them have families and loved ones just like we all do. But I think the time is short when we're there, but I think the time we spend with them and the music that we take to them is well-received, and I think it goes a long way toward letting them know that there's people that love them and care about them and certainly still appreciate what they do for us. And it was just an absolute wonderful trip. All of the guys had a blast, and I mean, it's pretty grueling. It's a long stay, and it's one show after another until you get it all knocked out. But to me, it's like, you know what, if this is our part of the bigger picture, how could we ask them to go and do what they do and not show our support? And so, like I said before, man, some of the most surreal experiences of my lifetime have been with the military. This trip, like all the rest of them, it goes a long way toward showing you who it is that you really are inside. it always puts your feet back on the ground because you realize, number one, we're the most blessed nation in the world. And number two, we've got a lot of people out there, young men and women, who are willing to lay everything on the line for our peace and our safety and our way of life. And, you know, how much more can you ask for than that? So, you know, I just count my blessings every time I go to these places. And I come back home and I realize, you know, one of the reasons that my wife and my daughter have such a secure and really blessed life is because of these men and women. And we don't want to forget that.
Well, thank you. You're a great American, Daryl Worley. We appreciate you. And we'll get everybody focused on the Tennessee River Run to help you raise additional money. DarylWorleyFoundation.org is the website. And again, my friend, we thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us on the show. And best of luck with the rest of the activities for the Tennessee River Run.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure talking to you guys, and I appreciate you helping me get the word out.
Let me give you one more website for information, tnriverrun.org. Stuff going on in September and even into October to complete the Tennessee River Run for this year. Well, thank you so much for being with us today on the program. We are out of time. Thanks, Daryl Worley. Do appreciate you. Alvin Heathman back there talking about Super Cat Fest, and Tiffany Mawson talking about the Make-A-Wish rides and the Shootout on the Strip. That does it for today. We'll see you next week, same time, same boat channel. Until then, we'll see you out on the lake. And have a great weekend. Be careful out there, please.
I'm standing on the ancient battlements of Castel de Belver, on a high hilltop, overlooking the magnificent city of Palma de Mallorca, vibrant capital of the Balearics, an island group in the Mediterranean Sea, which washes the shores of Morocco, Spain, France, Italy, Croatia, Greece, and many other great seafaring nations. Arrayed before me, along Palma's waterfront and onward to the town of Arenal, are tens of thousands of boats. There are juggernauts stacked with containers, cruise ships packed with tourists, ferries, freighters, mega yachts, motorboats, super yachts, sailboats, dinghies, dories, kayaks, sculls, and skiffs. Plus, of course, the ubiquitous yacht, the traditional double-ended fishing boat of these islands. Boats are this city's business: building, maintaining, repairing, refitting, and of course, selling them. And Palma has become, has perhaps always been, a world-renowned centre of excellence for sailing and for naval craftsmanship. So there's really no better place in the world to launch Boat Radio, a station for boat owners and sailors, water sports enthusiasts, armchair adventurers, and ocean lovers everywhere. Each week, there'll be programmes from the Arctic Circle, the Bahamas, Florida, Missouri, Australia, the United Kingdom, Italy, Croatia, Mallorca, and a dozen other places, as well as from the cockpits and wheelhouses of boats.
Hello, I'm Captain Bob May from Bob's No Wake Zone Boating Radio Show, and you're listening to Boat Radio.
Each month on Boat Radio, I'll be looking at life on London's magnificent River Thames, from the dredgers emptying their cargoes of sand and gravel to the mudlarks combing the shore for lost treasures.
Each week, you can hear me swapping salty tales with sailors, surfers, swimmers, divers, boat owners, boat builders, anyone with a story to tell about their life and the relationship with the sea.
We'll hear compelling tales and inspiring stories from often ordinary people who've done extraordinary things.
We did find an iceberg, but there is no such thing as smooth sailing when you're going north or when you're sailing as much as Ben and I do.
We'll be joined by many of the most prominent names from the fields of sailing, exploration, and endurance sports.
Mark getting a nice puff of breeze on Taylor Canfield, leading right. Ian Williams. Right, he's in the black boat, jiving now.
We'll delve into the glamorous world of the super yacht.
Summer comes around, we're ready to go, and all the boats start arriving back from the Caribbean, and we all get together third week of June.
But we'll also learn how to live off-grid, aboard a more modest vessel.
I'm one of those lucky guys that didn't have to try and convince his wife to go on their sea dreams.
I was thrilled with the idea of living on the boat.
We'll attend classic regattas at some of the most picturesque sailing locations on Earth.
I'm standing in the Fort Adams State Park in Rhode Island, looking back across the water to the city of Newport, sparkling in the early morning sunshine.
And we'll hear from scientists in some of the most forbidding environments.
Welcome to Ocean Research Project. My name is Matt Rutherford, and I am here in Sisimiut, Greenland.
There'll be recommended routes, anchorages, and marinas. There'll be practical tips, medical advice, accurate weather forecasts, and, in addition, an indelible streak of marine conservation. And we'll hear from you, I hope, listening at home or at work, perhaps afloat somewhere. So, welcome to Boat Radio. We're glad you can join us in promoting and celebrating the wonderful world of boats.